innerhalb der Mannschaft gespürt?
Hi, it's John Ryan, and getting ready for the second half. We just passed the 52-minute mark. I'm going to do a count-off here. It's a Weinbold talking in the background, but at my mark, I'm going to start here at 52-20. 18, 19, 20, 52-22, 23, 24, 25, 26. All right, Keel here to start the second half for one goal lead. Into Vinecek. And he's able to draw the 7-meter penalty. So, let me expound a little bit on the HBL, why it's the best league. It's the best league because it's the best top to bottom. And you've got too many leagues like the French League. I guess, you know, Nantes and Montpellier can give Paris a run for their money. But you got leagues like the Spanish League, which is basically Barcelona and everybody else. And Hungarian League, mostly Veszprém. I guess Szeged is also competitive. But some of those top teams don't really face anybody except in the Champions League. Whereas the German sides, they've got to be ready for every match. There's a Kenton Mahe with a goal there. They have to be ready for every match. And there's also a lot of tradition there. So there's a lot of rivalries. So the German clubs actually place more importance on their German club league matches than their Champions League matches. And then again, Zeitz with the Fountain of Youth there. Then they do the Champions League matches, whereas a side like Veszprém puts more value in their Champions League matches. Let's talk a little bit about TV contracts in the U.S. And go a little bit history and even throw in a little bit about the German Bundesliga, which, believe it or not, was Flensburg, yes, scores it on the break, ties it back up at 16 apiece. There's Mahe getting into the game. German Bundesliga is actually on a channel called My Sports Germany, which I discovered by accident, that was only available with the Dish satellite network. And they would put basically all these sorts of games that big matchups like Flensburg-Kiel would be available. Like Mahe's going to take a seat for a couple minutes. So they had basically, you know, two or three games on a week, which was phenomenal for me, having moved back from France to discover that was available. But I believe that was 2009, 2010. I actually watched the German Bundesliga for a couple years with their online streaming that they had, which they continue to have, and I paid, I want to say it was 50 euros for a season package, and I watched that for a couple years, pretty good streaming quality, and so I became more familiar with the Bundesliga as a result of that, started to discover some of those other teams like Gummersbach and Göppingen and Magdeburg, which I would never have seen in the Champions League because Dubnyak gets hung up a little bit there. Vuyen, he's been kind of quiet. Domke scores for Kiel. So I watched that for a couple years, and then the third season I go to sign up for it. I get this message telling me that it's verboten because I don't live in Germany, Austria, Liechtenstein, or Switzerland. For whatever reason, they decided to enforce the Glandorf with a nice shot. Ties it back up. The enforcing the geo-blocking, which was really frustrating for me because I was a little perplexed, to say the least, why they did not want my money. It's not like I could watch Duvniak to Vuyen. Kiel goes back in front. So I was not able to watch it anymore. And then that's when I discovered the My Sports Germany channel. And then that was on for a couple years, and the My Sports Germany channel went away. And basically have been out without Bundesliga matches, except for the ones that are quietly put on the EHF TV platform. Like this one here. So no complaints there. It's great to be able to watch some key Bundesliga matches again. Logan Schmidt. Currently, my understanding is that the German Bundesliga... Now, that's a fast return there. So Van Hansen ties it back up at 18. BN Sports US has the television rights for the German Bundesliga in the United States. To the best of my knowledge, they have never shown a match. Believe it or not, I actually did see a couple matches on a Spanish language channel a few years ago, but that was just temporary as well. I believe it was Univision showed a couple. But so right now, very frustrated with BN Sports. A couple chances for Kiel, but they're not able to follow through. Glandorf shakes him off. Boy, fast and furious action here. I'm not sure what happened there. The ball was too fast for the live stream. And Domke puts Kiel back up in front. So off the crossbar, and then Wiencheck able to retrieve it to a streaking Domke. BN Sports has the rights to the German Bundesliga. They've never shown a match. They have the rights for the EHF Champions League. They used to show matches on Wednesday mornings. But for whatever reason, I've been told ratings, which I guess that is a legitimate reason. They're no longer showing them at all anymore. Just the 30-minute rewind show on Wednesday mornings. And couple that with the World Championships. They had the rights for the World Championships. They chose to show just the final 6 hours after it aired. So they didn't even show that live. Now, they did show the matches on their BN Sports Connect app, which is basically their live streaming platform. But the experience for me was not very satisfactory. The quality of the picture wasn't that good. A little bit of contact there as Wiencheck is able to score it. The quality of the picture isn't that good. But the real frustrating thing is not being able to watch it on demand. You had to watch it live. And if you're at work in the United States watching World Championships in France, you're not going to get those matches at And, you know, in the afternoon, maybe you can do a little lunchtime viewing. Klandorf is just piling on the goals here. Biljak, I believe. Yep. There are actually two Austrians on the Kiel team. And I don't know if Santos is injured or not. Santos, it doesn't sound like an Austrian name. You're right. He's actually from the Dominican Republic. And has switched to Austrian citizenship. Foul, they'll take it back out at 9 meters. So very frustrated with BN Sports. I would like to think that they would be more interested in handball with their owners, also essentially from Qatar owning Paris Saint-Germain. There's a lot of soccer channels now in the U.S., which is kind of amazing to me. Being a little bit older, there was a day when there was zero soccer on TV. Where you can argue there's more handball on TV now than there was soccer when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s. But there are multiple soccer channel opportunities for people to watch. And it's just frustrating that BN Sports just wants to be one of those half dozen channels when I think if they put their mind to it, they could become, you know, America's handball channel, and they could, you know, grow with the sport, capitalize on some of the interest that comes up during the Olympics. But for whatever reason, their top three priorities are soccer. Soccer's number one, soccer's number two, and soccer's number three. And I would like to see handball be number two or number three there. I don't blame them for showing the soccer matches on TV because there's definitely a following. But Dubnyak at the passive play call. Not sure how many passes they have left. Looks like an easy fast break for Flensburg. Mahe just had too much time. Just never quite got into the flow of that. Sometimes that happens when you gotta kind of recover, get your steps right. It gives the goalie an opportunity to scope things out, and he really had that side of the goal covered up. And for whatever reason, Wolf is not getting any goalie time today. Nice pass into the circle. Well, that was a nice break there. Thank God for some. So Flensburg down by two here. They need to cut back into this lead. Lindsberg's stymied a little bit by this 6-0 defense. They're going to actually get a little time out here to plan something. It seems like this game is slipping away, you know, just a little bit. You know, talking again about the TV, one of the interesting possibilities that could really be a game changer for the U.S. is if that reality show, friend draws up the play there. I guess a best case scenario, as I see it, is if the reality show could get on NBC primetime. Which would be phenomenal if that happens. There's a lot of things that have to fall into place. I think many TV show concepts are pitched. Not all of them are selected. If they could get on NBC and maybe entice the NBC Sports Network to take up handball, that would be a best-case scenario where you could actually see some Champions League and the shot blocked. Zokiel could actually extend their lead. You could actually see the home of the Olympics, NBC, maybe do something for handball the same way that they have really taken the English Premier League and turned that into a thing. I still can hardly believe that all those matches are available either on TV or on their streaming platform, and they show a live match. And you go back to the day when there was no soccer on TV, and now, you know, the EPL is being given quality exposure, quality treatment by NBC. And it's not the only sport. Well, they can't have very many passes left. Kiel, that is. This is a big stop for Flensburg. You don't want that lead to balloon up. Hey, they've done it for rugby, too. There's a couple of different rugby events now that NBC has really taken responsibility, you know, have decided to make it a product that they want to showcase. And with the strategy of, hey, football season's over, there's something else to watch. And this isn't quite football, but it's kind of fun to watch. Take a look. And they have really put some effort into making rugby a product in the United States. And I like rugby as a sport, but honestly, I'm also partial to handball, as you might guess. So that would be my druthers, is to get it on a bigger network where more exposure. And ESPN would be awesome if we could get handball on ESPN. And the other aspect of that is the television apps and the streaming that you can do with Roku or Amazon Fire. There's you know, no reason why you couldn't do the same thing with handball and have all of these matches available. And if you had somebody like ESPN, Mahe takes the penalty and is able to put it in, cuts the lead down to one. You would have synergy, if you will. You know, you could have maybe the bulk of the games on the streaming app, but you could also show a marquee matchup like this Flensburg-Kiel game. You could show that. Show it. Show it on a Wednesday afternoon in February. Ties it up. Sven Hansen. You can't tell me a great match like this. It would have been on at 1 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday, the 8th of February. Football season is over. I mean, how many times are we going to talk about Tom Brady's jersey getting stolen? Or, you know, what the latest escapades are in the Big 12 conference with Baylor football? You know, it's time to broaden the horizons a little bit. And why not show a great match like this on TV? Sure what the surgery there that G. Slauson had. Well, I hate to say it, but you know, with the way he's holding those things, it reminds me a little bit of Timmy on South Park. All right, all knotted up, 23-piece, 13 minutes left in the game. Vuillon. Oh, what a nice setup there. But Anderson snuffs it with a huge save. And Dubnyk would like to have that one back. It's just like Dubnyk decided to go to that left side of the goal. Because the right side clearly had more space to it, but yeah, that's a good goalie can read that sort of thing. Domke with the foul on Glandorf. A little bit more, and it could have been a charge on Glandorf, but just enough space there to keep it with Flensburg. Well, I gave probably too many steps there. Glandorf. Easy save there for Landine. Biljak, Dubnyk, and Vuillon in the backcourt. As Vuillon's able to sneak it through there. Keel up by one, a little over 10 minutes left. A lot of playing catch up top. Gottfredson. Back to old Glandorf. I'm going to stop the clock here for a little bit. Looks like it's time for the Orion mop-up girls. Right through the five hole. Glandorf to Gottfredson. And we're going to have 2 minutes for Ekberg. Yeah, grabbed the little arm there. Even if it wasn't the shooting arm. Mahe, take the penalty. Little trivia, Mahe, his dad is from Reunion Island. Pascomai, the same place that same island Jackson Richardson came from. It's off it's near Africa, but it is a part of France, so that's why. France has gotten several of their athletes from some of the dom-toms departments. Vuillon with another solid shot there. Vuillon is a solid player. You know, he's not a real fiery type player. Kind of low-key, but boy, he is a solid backcourt player. Mahe gets it right back. Springer back in. I haven't seen with the beard and longer hair. So I take it the goalie is out now for Kiel. Duvniak gets the goal. Kiel's able to quickly get their goalie back in. Oh, Glandorf. We got another 2 minute. Or they're just going to say get up and play. Red card. Oh, boy. Well, we'll have to see the replay on this one. As Renee Toft Hansen is sent off. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He got him. He got him a solid shot to the face. Well, maybe 5 years ago, that's 2 minutes, but they've really cracked down on the shots to the face. So he'll take a seat off court. They want a 2 minute for kicking, which I have never understood. Huge stop by Landon as he denies Glandorf at point blank range. See that again. Wow. Now, I feel like a kick ball should just be back to the other team. It's just a natural occurrence. And yes, I suppose that's my basketball American self speaking. Tough goal. Sven Hansen knots it up at 26 all. Little over 7 minutes to go. So, not at all, 26. Looks like Kiel has pulled their goalie, so they're going to go 6-on-6 here while they're down a man. Biljak Tavuyan. And they pulled out the wing, so they're down to 5. Well, looks like the other Toft Hansen's going to go off. I suppose they're getting together after the game. Well, maybe not. So now we'll play a little 5-on-5. Vuyen. Now Kiel actually still has a man pulled. Their goalie pulled. He's saved and the goalie's out. To me, I really don't think you need that extra man. You know, if you can't score 5-on-5, if you need that extra person to score when they have 5 in, that to me is just, it's just not necessary. With that much space, the skill players that you have. And that puts Flensburg in front. Dubniak gets it back. Well, now Flensburg is going to pull their goalie. So they'll play 6-on-6 if out of goalie here. Gottfredson leaves though. They're kind of doing the old method. Ooh, charge. They're kind of doing the old method where you bring somebody in for a little bit and then have them leave after 10-15 seconds or so. Dubniak to Biljak. Well, that's a solid shot and goal for the 20-year-old. Into Toft Hansen. Knots it back up to 28. Nice pass in. Well, we're definitely in crunch time now. Vuyen tries to work its way in. Anderson with a big save. down to the wing. Oh, beautifully executed. Wow. That was a tough pass down there to the wing. And then Mahe times it just right to get off a good shot as well. You know, it's one of those moves that they make it look so easy. Keel will call timeout. Well, mop-up grill's taking care of any residual sweat from the players there in the team timeout. I wondered what they were doing there. Flensburg fans on their feet. Oh, I don't know if you saw the same fan I did. He looks like he just did a double bird to I don't know who. Well, Biljak showing a lot of composure. Dubnyak, nice one-on-one move to basically get a goal all by himself. Don't think that was worthy of a penalty, Rasmus. Zeitz limps off. Well, having second thoughts upon seeing the replay there. It was very awkward looking. But he didn't really have a whole lot of contact with Logge Schmidt as he came in. Well, that's, I haven't seen a whole lot of Lakovic. Off the wing, off the post, but a very fortunate bounce to Kenton Mahe. Extremely fortunate. That might happen one out of 10 throws. And it comes just perfectly to the opposite wing on the rebound. Well, if Keel does not score here, if they do not score here, it looked good. Probability of a victory for Flensburg, because I don't think that they will get the ball back. And Vuyen's given the 2 minutes here. Just go sit down. So I don't know what the... I don't know what happened there. So now kill down a man. I don't know if he was lipping off to the ref or what. Well, it's now getting to the point where maybe Keel ought to just try and hang for the last shot if possible. As they've really been able to milk this clock. With only 5-7 seconds, we'll see how much time they give him. It looks like Keel can pull out a draw, or Flensburg's going to win this match. I don't think there's enough time for Flensburg to get a goal should Keel score. That's it. Big victory for Flensburg. 30-29. What a match. And this really puts Flensburg in the driver's seat for the Bundesliga title. A lot of matches yet to be played. But 3 points separation definitely will help. So big victory for Flensburg. As Keel goes down to defeat, gives them a chance of maybe getting their first Bundesliga title in many years, if they've ever gotten one. I'd have to look that up. Just not enough time. All right, well, thanks for listening. This is John Ryan signing off.